Shus of Imori. Today's daf is Mesechtes Sanhedrin daf Dalid, and we are about 18 lines from the bottom of daf Gimel Amud Beis. But before we begin, I just want to thank everybody for coming and being mishtatif in tonight's siyum. I want to give a special yasher koyach to Rabbi Bienenfeld for traveling from Harrison, New York. We're all very excited. We've heard a lot about what's in store, the upcoming keynote address, so a great yasher koyach. But really, I want to give a shkoyach for everybody. Rabbi Bolzen, Rabbi Blipa, Shmuel Riven, Ben, Meyer, everybody that came from far and wide. I know a lot of people traveled to be here tonight, and really, in the name of the entire Chabura, we really, really appreciate it. And I want to give a special, really, an extra special yasher koyach to the people that were mishtatif in making the siyum happen tonight. The Gufam, Ube B'moinam, and of course, B'roisham, Chesky, for putting this all together tonight. And Yossi, for doing his Isaac and Edgar. So great to Yasha Koyach, and Yasha Shem, we should continue to learn Mesechtes and finish Mesechtes together. Yasha Shem, Gans Shas, and Nocha Machzer, Bias Goyal Tzedek. So we began Mesechtes Sanhedrin, and the first halacha of the Mesechta is Dinei Mominus Bishloisha, Gzeilois Vechavolois Bishloisha. So everybody knows that Dinei Mominus Bishloisha. We saw Machloikis in the Gemara, Machloikis Rava, and Rav Acha Breder Avika. When we say Dinei Mominus, does it mean all Dinei Mominus? Does it mean perhaps only Gzeilois Vechavolois are Bishloisha, but Dinei Mominus, Hedois Valvois? Maybe not, Midei Raisa 1, Midei Rabbanon. So we saw a discussion, and at the very end, on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brought a Braisa discussing the Makar that Dinei Mominus Bishloisha. Machloikis Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan. It comes from the parish of Koyfa B'Kodin, in Parashas Mishpatim, where the Torah says, Im lo yimotzei agano v'nikra balabayis elo elohim, Im lo yisholach yodoi v'melechas reyesh. And then the pasuk continues, I'll call Dvar Pesha, Ashorach, Amar, Asev, Alsam, Asher yoymer ki uzeh, Ado elohim yoved v'ashneim, Asher yashirin elohim yishalim shnayim l'reyeyu. Elohim, of course, is Lashon Chol, it's referring to Bezdin. Rabbi Yoshe says, it says the word elohim three times in the parish of Koyfa B'Kodin, and we learn from there that a Bezdin, Gzeilois v'chavolois, require a Bezdin shal shloisha. Rabbi Yonatan said that no, you don't need three Elohims to darshan that a Bezdin requires Gimel. In fact, you don't have three because Rishon Chila Nemar, the in darshan Chila, you wouldn't be able to learn the first one. What is the Makar? It says Elohim twice, two times that you're able to darshan it. The in Bezdin Shokol, Maisif and Aleim, Oyed Echad, Hare Kan Shloisha. The Gemara asked that it would come out then in Cheshbin that according to Rabbi Yoshia seems to be of the opinion that you don't need a Bezdin Shokol Dafka. Because if Rabbi Yoshi agreed to Rabbi Yonasan that ain't Bezdin Shokol, then why do you need Elohim three times? Let it say twice. I know it can't be an even number, so I'll be forced to learn that there's a third Dayan. So from the fact that Rabbi Yoshi needed three times Elohim in order to know that Gzeilos Bechavolos, Dinei Mominus is Bishloisha, that would seem to suggest that there's no halacha that you need to have a Bezdin Shokol. The Gemara's problem with that is that the idea of Ein Bezdin Shokol is really learned out from a pasuk. It says, Loisiyah achrei rabim lerois, v'loisana al riv lintois achrei rabim lahatois. And the Gemara says, this pasuk is very wordy. Lintois achrei rabim lahatois. And from there we darshan that not only is there halacha that you go basa roiv, but lintois. You need that the Bezdin should be comprised of a minion of Dayanim, where it will be possible for sure to end up with a roi, meaning it has to be an odd number. So Freik the Gemara that lahai lintois my overlay Rabbi Yoshia that holds that you don't need a Bezdin Shokol. Again, how do we know he holds you don't need a Bezdin Shokol? Because he darshaned Elohim three times, and if he held that ain Bezdin Shokol, it would only have said Elohim twice. And I would know ain Bezdin Shokol. Zahai lintos my avodah. What is he darshan with the word lintos? He says the Gemara moikum lo b'dinei nefashes. Even Rabbi Yoshi agrees there's a concept of ain Bezdin Shokol. But whereas Rabbi Yonasan held that ain Bezdin Shokol is true even for dinei mominus, Rabbi Yoshi held it's not true for dinei mominus. It's only going to be true for dinei nefashes. Avo b'dinei mominus loy. Break the Gemara. That's true. Elo hadat tam. We learned in the Mishnah. Shnayim oimrim zakei v'echad oimer chayiv zakei. Shnayim oimrim chayiv v'echad oimer zakei chayiv. A regular Bezdin shal shloisha. Always follow the majority. So if two people say Zakai, Zakai. Two people say Chayiv, Chayiv. How do I know that? Because it says Achri Rabim Lahatis. Now this Mishnah is clearly talking about Dinei Mominus, We're talking about two against one. We're talking about a Bezin Shal Shloisha. A Bezin Shal Shloisha is the name of Omenus. And still you see, there's a halacha of Roy. What's the kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that if Rav Yoshia held that Lintos is talking specifically about Dine Nefashis, that means the whole Pasuk is talking specifically about Dine Nefashis. Lintos, Achre, Rabin, Lahatos. You can't just split the Pasuk the way you want. So if the Pasuk means Dine Nefashis, and that's how Rabbi Yoshia can hold that there's no din bezdin shakel when it comes to dinim omenus. For the same price, Rabbi Yoshia should be forced to hold that there's no halacha of roiv by dinim omenus. It's freik the gemara, name of the like Rabbi Yoshia. This mishnah that says you go basa roiv by dinim omenus, is it possible to say it's like Rabbi Yoshia? The gemara says no. Feel the same Rabbi Yoshia. Could be that mishnah is going even according to Rabbi Yoshia. Maisel b'kal b'chayim dinim nefash. Once I know there's a halacha, you go basarai by dinei nefashis. So the kal v'chaymer, I would know you go basarai by dinei mominus as well. What's the kal v'chaymer? Simple. Back of the envelope. Uma dinei nefashis l'chamiri. Amar achman azul basaruba. Madach dinei nefashis, which is chavar. The Torah said you go basarai. Dinei mominus like kol shkei. Dinei mominus, which is kal. You certainly should be able to go basarai. So speak out the Rishonim that as it relates to the halacha of Bezdin Shokol, that's already a chumrah. So you can't learn kal v'chaymer. Maybe that chumrah was only said by dinei nefashis. But you have no basis to make a kal v'chomer and say that if by dinei nefashis hachomer you find this chumra of bezin shakel, that means by dinei momenus hakal you should need it as well. However, the halacha that you go basaroy, speak out the rishonim, the yad ramah, is a kula. So if you see that you go basaroy by dinei nefashis, says the gemara, kal v'chomer, you would have to go basaroy by dinei momenus. So without getting sidetracked so quickly into the daf, we do have to acknowledge a very famous yeshivish Tosfos, a Tosfos that we spent a lot of time on not so long ago, in the beginning of Perek Hamoicha Peres, Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis, and we went through a lot of Sunday-style raid, really throughout the entire week, when we began Perek Hamoicha Peres, and that is, Tosfos asks Akasha, really? Akal v'chaymer? Madach by dinei nefashis you go basarayv. By dinei mominus, you certainly go basarayv. Everybody knows, Shmuel's halacha, ein holchin b'mominach harayv. Even though by dinei nefashis you go basaroid, still by mamon you see you don't go basaroid. Elamais nishdoz a kal v'chomer. Because if Tosfos is, if the Gemara is right that there's a kal v'chomer, that madach dinei nefashis a chomer, kal v'chomer dinei mamon is a kal, then how's it possible that there's a law that you go basaroid by dinei nefashis and not by dinei mamon? Elamai, for whatever reason, dinei mamon is different. So if dinei mamon is different, mehai taima, maybe the halacha is that if you have a bezin shel gimel, dinei mamon is b'shloisha, two say chayav, one says zakai, two say zakai, one says chayav, maybe the halacha should not be go basaroyv. Ay, dinei nefashis achomer, dinei mamon is akal lekoshkein. It's true, but the rule is ain hachem mamon acharoyv. So the real famous yeshivish teretz to this kasha is in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach. Tosfos Masechtas Bava Kamma, but Tosfos gets involved in Smeich Miyuta LeChazaka. That touches on the sugyas of Muchzik and the sugyas of Roiv and in the sugyas of Sveikis. That's a real fest to Tosfos. Tosfos over here at first glance seems to say something a little bit more balabatish. Tosfos says, "Betzarech loymar the ruba lerad yezavni loy choshev kihanech ruba." Says Tosfos that I think people misunderstood the sugya of Ein Holchin B'Mamon Acharoy. What's the sugya again of Ein Holchin B'Mamon Acharoy? It's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Somebody bought a shor and he found out afterwards that this shor was a nakhid. Now it wasn't a shor hamuid, that's a shor aniskol that you have to kill and you can't have anor from it, but it was a nakhid. The reality was that the owner was going to have to kill it. The only anor he'd be able to have from it would be eating it. And the Shiloh was like, hey, I came, and he said, I didn't realize I wasn't going to be able to use the shard. I thought this is a gazinta shard. He's going to acker in my field for the next 5 years, and then we're going to have dinner for a whole winter from this shard. But for me to have to kill it right now, that's not what I had in mind. Now, says the Gemara, the truth is that Roif people, when they buy a shard, they taka buy it le radio. The question, however, is, do you say that that taina of roiv is a good taina, and based on that lekeich would be able to taina mekach tois, I want my money back, or maybe no, maybe in holchem and mamon acharoy, and that shmuz aloch in holchem mamon acharoy. So push that you walk away from that gemara, and you see, oh, you say that when it comes to dinei mamon, you don't go basaroy, and that's the way tois and bava kama learns, and that's the way rishonim learns throughout Shas. But says Tosfos over here in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, I don't think that's pshat. I think the issue in that sugya wasn't the fact that it was mamon. The issue in that sugya was ruba l'radya is not a good roiv. A good solid roiv, you'd go basaroyv afilu b'dinei mamonos. The issue over there was that ruba l'radya zavni loy choshev kihanech ruba. The chesaron is in the roiv. Chsar is not that it's mamet. The Chsar is in the right. Oh, the Chsar is in the right. If you'd have such a right by Dina and Fashas, you also wouldn't go bust the right. The question is, what's wrong with the right? So we spoke out at the time, the Avim Malulim, Sidon Memhei, Siv Kotten Beis, the Enkam Akonu Laharach, he says, Pshat, based on a Ritzvah, the Sechthus Kedushin, the Afnun Amid Veis, Tvarim Nifla, Magla Ma'oid, but again, Enkam Akonu Laharach. Zokti Gemara Vakit, Tana Rabba Anon, Dine Mominus Bishloisha. That's the first halach in the Mishnah, Dine Mominus Bishloisha. Does everybody agree? No. Rebbe, I'm Bechamisha. Rebbe says, not three, five. Why five? Kadesha Yigomer Hadin Bishloisha. Which means, Rebbe agrees at first glance to this idea of Shloisha. We have Makaris for it. Rebbe agrees to the idea of Dinim Amnes B'Shloisha. But whereas the Chachamim understood that Shloisha means you have to start off with Shloisha, and then whatever the majority of the Shloisha say, that will be the Halacha, Achri Rabba Mahatis, even by Dinim Amnes, Rebbe holds that you need that the Gemardin should be B'Shloisha. You need three people to say a certain way in order for the Halacha to be Oizkefir, which means that you have to start, not with three, you'd have to start with five. But the Gemara says, Otu betlasa mi loy gomar dina betray. The Gemara didn't understand properly what Rebbe said. Rebbe said five, so the Gemara then would be with three. The Gemara thinks that what it's saying is that you need five in order for three dayanim to be sitting at the Gemara Din. With three, you'll have three sitting at the Gemara Din. You don't need five for three to be sitting at the Gemara Din. Says the Gemara Hachikama. You didn't understand what I meant. Mipneshe Gemara Din b'shloish. You need three people saying Zaka in order for it to be Zaka. You need three people to say Chayiv in order for the Halacha to be Chayiv. Alma Kasava Tosa Fiksivi. The Gemara Dinok Sivi Megadav by Rabba Vo. Rabba Vo was very disturbed. He said, Elo Meyato Ibazoi, if you're going to tell me, then when we say Dinim Omenes B'Shloisha, what does it mean? Three people saying Zakai, or three people saying Chayiv, then L'chura, we should have to apply, cut and paste, the same formula, the same methodology, for all Batei Dinim. So for example, Tei Sanhedrin Gedoy L'tzricha Meyev Arvan Ve'echad, this Sanhedrin Hagadol should be comprised of 141 Dayanim. We spoke out so much rate about 70, 70 here, 70 there. It should be 141. Kedesh Yigomer Adim Shavim Ve'echad. So that the Gemara Din will be with 71. V'tei Sanhedrin Ketana, the Sanhedrin Ketana, which was the Bezin Shach of Gimel, should really be a Bezin Shal Memhei. Tzricha Arbon V'chamisha. Kedesh Yigomer Adim Ve'ezim Shalisha. So that the Reb will be 23. El Avos Daf Min Zogin. Es Fuli Shivim Nisham Rachman. What's the Makarta Bezin Shal Shivim? What's the Makarta Sanhedrin Agadol? It's the Pasuk of Parshas Bal Leischa. What did Hashem tell Moshe? Gather 70. Mishas Asifa Shivim. He says, Mishas, the Asifa should be 70. Vishoftu Eidah Vitzilu Eidah Nami, Mishas Shvita Zeidah. What's the Makar to Bezah Shochot Gimel? Shoftu Eidah, Vitzilu Eidah, Eidah is 10. We want to add another 2 from Roy, but the point is, the Vishoftu has to be with 10. The Vitzilu has to be with 10. Mishas Shvita Zeidah. Hachanami, so too. It is related to Dinei Mominis, same exact Yisoid, same punchline, the Nikra Balabayas Elo Elikim, Mishas Kravishloisha, when they're coming towards Bezdin, that's when they're supposed to be three. But ultimately, when it comes to the Psak Halach, you don't need three people saying one way. As long as whatever the majority of these three people are saying, that's going to be the Halach Elof, something Gemara. So if that's the case, what's Pshat and Rebbe? Again, the Braisa began, Tanu Rabban and Dinei Mominis B'Shloish, Rebbe Yomer. The Chamisha, what's Pshat B'Chamisha? So the Gemara thought, maybe Rebbe had the same Makar like the Rabbanan had. Elohim, 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 three times. And from there he learned Chamisha. But whereas Rabbanan held that the three need to be there, at the onset, Rebbe held the Gemara Din has to be with three. As a result, you need the three should be the majority, which means you'd have to start with five. But we just knocked that out, says the Gemara. Elohim, the time of the Rebbe, Pshat and Rebbe is Ashi Yashian Elohim Tre. One of the three Elohims that are mentioned in that parasha is Ashi Yashian Elohim. And there it means two. How do you know it means two? Because Yashion is a Lashon Rabbit. So it sounds like two Dayanim. And then Nem, Elohim Lamatov, and Nem Elohim Lamaylo. And it says Elohim twice. So Rashi, doesn't it say three times? Says Rashi, Rebbe Holdek Rabbi Yonis, and then Endoshim Chilin. So really all you have is two. So you have Elohim twice. Lamata, Lamalo, you end up having it four times. The Imbez and Shokul, my Sifin, my Drechot, Harekhan Chamisha, that's how you end up with five. So he has a whole new drasha. What's his drasha? Ashi Yashin is a Lashon Rabbin, and by one Elohim it says Yashin, which means two. Lamata, Lamaila, you have four. Imbez and Shokul, my Sifin, Aleim, Oidechot. Says the Gemara Rabbanon. Why didn't Rabbanon make the same exact drasha? Say the Rabbanon. It's true, it says Yashin, but if you look at the Pasuk in the Torah, it's not written Yarshion, but rather it's written Yarshion. And Yarshion is a Lashon Yochid, not a Lashon Rabbah. To say the Rabbanan, even if you want to go with your Mahalach, Nema lamata, nema lamala. But it doesn't say two lamata. It says one. It says asher shiyon. It's pronounced asher shiyon. We don't go based on the way it's pronounced. We go based on the way it's written. And it's written chasa. It's not written mot. It's written the lashon yachid. So you would have one lamata, one lamayla. So even if you're not doyrish tchilos, you're going to end up with a bezdin shakel, which gives you a third one. It's going to be three. It's not going to be five. Says the Gemara. If this is the machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, is Amr Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royet, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Kiva Kutlo, Sviru Lu Yeshem Lemikro. If that's the case, then it comes out that this machloikis isn't a local machloikis right here, Negeya, Dine Mamanus Bishloisha, Ir Parshias, and all the technical nuances that the Gemara discussed in the first two dafin. It's really a sifkatan in a more global machloikis, and that is every single time you have a word in the Torah, and the word in the Torah is written one way, and it's pronounced another way. Meaning, it's written, for example, chaser, it's pronounced mole. Or it could be any other nuances between the way the word is written and the way we have in the Seder that you're really supposed to pronounce the word. When it comes to darshaning that word, do we darshan it based on the way it's written, or do we darshan it based on the way it's pronounced? Meaning, that's pasha when a sefer sits down to write the sefer Torah, you follow the Messiah, you follow the way it was supposed to be written. And that's pasha when the Balkaira gets up in shul, and he lands from the sefer Torah, he says it the way it was supposed to be pronounced. There was a Messiah on the Ksav, there was a Messiah on the Kriya, and you're supposed to follow each one. The question is, when the Chacham sat in Beis Medrash with the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Beham, they wanted to darshan these words, what's the word? Is it the way it's written, the way the Sefer would write it, or is it the way it's pronounced? It's the way that the Baal Kaira would learn. Says the Gemara, L'chura, that's the Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Because Rebbe said, it's pronounced Yarshiyu and Lashon Rabbim. Memelai of 2 plus 2, Ein Bezdin Shakel, I end up with 5. The Rabbanon said, it's true, it's pronounced B'Lashon Rabbim, but it's written B'Lashon Yachid. It's not written Yarshiyun, it's written Yarshion. That's a Lashon Yachid. So it's 1 plus 1, Ein Bezdin Shakel, that gives me 3. It seems that the Rabbanon hold, you go based on the way it's written. Rebbe holds you gave Basa the way it's pronounced. Going Basa the way it's written is what Chazal referred to as Yesh Eim L'Mesayr. It's not clear, number one, why Eim and not Av? And why is that more the Mesayr than the Kriya? The way you pronounce it is also Tali in some sort of Mesayr. But that's what Chachamim referred to as Yesh Eim L'Mesayr. The go darshaning based on the way it's pronounced is what the Chachamim refer to as Yeshem Lemikro. That means the Machloikas, Rebbe, the Chachamim is the Shas Machloikas. And we're going to span Shas right now in this next Daf Dalet. But the point is, it's a general Machloikas, Yeshem Lemikro, Yeshem Lemikro. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef said that Rebbe is one of 5 Tanoim that were of the opinion Yeshem Lemikro. Who are the other ones? Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Sfiru, Lo Yeshem Lemikro, Rebbe, Hadamar, that's this Rebbe we just learned. Yarshiun, not Yarshiyot. Rabbi Yudhman Royas, the time we went to the Bible, Shalom, Tamina was Rudman Royas, Tamina has Rudman Royas, Ekrani, Shivim, Yochol Teyeledis, Nekeva, Tmeishin. We know that Midin Torah, which is very different from the way it plays itself out, Halacha Lamaisa today, but Midin Torah, a woman that had a baby was Tame, Tumas Yoledis. Now the Halacha was, if she had a zachar, she gave birth to a boy, so for the first 7 days, any dam that she saw was dam tamei. After that, for the next 33 days, any dam that she saw was dam tahar. It was, in fact, not even dam nida. It's not dam, it's considered to be dam tahar. Teshev mei tahira. She was tahar for those 33 days. That's if she had a boy. What if she had a girl? So the Torah says that she has to be tamei shivim yoy. That's what it sounds like. 70 days, and then she's the next, after that period of time passes, there's Yumei Tahira of 66 days. So the Gemara says, Talmidim Asher, Bidim and Roy, it seems very funny, just the Cheshbon seems a little bit bizarre. For a Zachar, you Tamei 7 days, and you Tar for 33 days. For a Nekeva, you Tamei 70 days, and then you Tar for 66 days. Ekra ni Shivim, Yachol Yoledes, Nekeva Tamei Shivim, it just doesn't make sense. Amalehem, Asher, Bidim and Roy, it said, Bisgerech Talmidim. Time, Nemer, Time Vetia, Bezachar, Time Vetia, Nekeva. Woman that gives birth to a zacher is tamei and she's tar, and a woman that gives birth to a kevah is tamei v'tar. Ma kishdiyah b'zacher b'kevah kiflayim. Just like the yemei tahira of a zacher gets doubled when she has a kevah. It's 33 days for a zacher. It's 66 days for a kevah. Av kishatime b'zacher b'kevah kiflayim. So it has to be the same way. Meaning, it's not shivim. What it really is Shvuayim. It's 2 weeks. It's not going to be 70 days. Says the Gemara, after they left, Yotzo Machzachem, he went running after them. Amalim, he told them, you don't need this Kal V'chaymer. Because even though it says Shivim, but the way you're supposed to read it is Shvuayim Karina. V'yeshem L'mikro. And you don't go based on the way it's written. You go both based on the way it's pronounced. So it's true, based on the Ksiv, it seems like it's supposed to be Shivim, but the Kriya Shvuayim, the Kasha Hebzach Nishton. What was the Kasha? It's written Shivim, but it's pronounced Shvuayim. So if it's pronounced Shvuayim, it's a moot point. Rebbe Meir writes, it's the second Tana that you see, where there's a conflict between the Mesoris and between the Mikra, Yeshem the Mikra. Bishamai, who's the third time we went to the Mishnah, Bishamai Emrim, Kol Anit Ninal Mizbech Achitza, Shenosna B'matona Achaz Kipa. So we go from Mesach Sanhedrin, Dine Malmenes, to the laws of Tumas Eledes, Mesach Nida, Tumah V'Tahira, and now we're going to learn a little bit of Kachem. So the Shammai says that any carbon whose din Zrika was to be Zerik the Dan of the Mizbech Achitzoim, if you spritz one Zrika, all you do is Matana Achas, the halacha as it works. So even though different carbonists have different halachas, Achas Yishtayim, Shtayim Shevi Yarba, Lamaila Michota Sikra, Lamata Michota Sikra, all the nuances you learn when you learn Seder Kachem. But Bidi Evit says, Beshammai, Kol Anitonin al Mizbech Achitzoim. Mizbech Achitzin Daika, we'll see on the Mizbech. It's only true for the carbonists that were brought on the Mizbech Achitzin. But the carbonists that were brought on the Mizbech Apnimi, all the Zrikas will matter. But Mizbech Achitzin, B'di'evet, one maton is going to be enough. Shenemar, B'dam Zvachecho, Yishofich, Lashon Yochid, one is fine. Ubechatos, Ha'ul Beshamai says, Shtei matonos. The exception of a chatas that was brought on the Mizbech Achitzin, you'd have to do at least two. Besulul says, Ab chatas, not the Achas Keeper. Even by a carbon chatas, one maton is going to be enough. Amr, Afun, my time is the Beshamai. What's Pshat and Beshamai that holds that there's a chilek between a chatas and the other carbonis? If we darshin the dams vachecha yishofech, that one maton of the Ebed works al koponim for carbonis that were brought on the Mizbech Achitzin, why should the carbon chatas be different? Says the Gemara, for Amr, Afun, my time is the Beshamai, karnois, karnois, karnois. Because a chatas had to be brought on the kronos of the mizbech. They were spritzed on the corners of the mizbech. And when the Torah says that they had to be spritzed on the, it says three times the word karnos. Says Beishamai. Karnos is a lashon rabbi with a vav. So karnos, karnos, karnos. Harei kan chesh. What you have is six. 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. Arba lemitzvah. 4 of these kronos mentioned in the psukim. I need to tell me the halacha that you have to spritz one zrika on each one of the respective kronos. Why 4? Because there were 4 corners of the mizbech. V'shtayim la'akiv. The other two would be ma'akiv. What's the cheshbon that the other two are ma'akiv? Because shina kosov la'akiv. Anytime the Torah says something twice and say the kachem, it's le'ikuvah. So 2 are ibig echazard. 4 is l'mitzvah. 2 is chazar hashir. Those 2 are going to be ma'akiv. So that's why Bishamai says, I know Bishol. There is Bishol. I mean, karnos, 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 harikan arba. It's true. If you read the word karnos without looking inside, so you hear it, Lashon Rabin, karnos, karnos, karnos. But if you look inside, only one of them is written moleh. Only one of them has a vav. The other two are written chaser. It's harikan arba. Because the one moleh is 2. The 2 that are chaser is 1 + 1. So 2 + 1 + 1 = 4. Gimel le mitzvah. I use 3 le mitzvah. The achas la'achid. And I know that only one is mak. Maybe all 4 are le mitzvah. 4 corners. The 4 le mitzvah. Maybe no zrik is ma'akid when it comes to a chaser. Not possible. You have to do at least one. So 3 would be le mitzvah. And the 1 would be ma'akid. But I'll upon him. Again, you see a machloikis. B'shamay and b'silo. Where the Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Mesiris. Beishamai held all karnos were mole. Why? Because the Kri is mole. Yeshem the Mikra. Beisil said that only one of them is mole. To a chaser. Why? Because Yeshem the Mesiris. Again, Beishamai is the third Tana. Rebbe, if you'd have been riot, and Beishamai that holds Yeshem the Mikra. Reb Shimon is the fourth Tana. The time we went to the Bais, so Shtayim kil chasam, Vashlishas afilo tevas. And now we turn our attention to the Sechtes Sukkah. So a Sukkah has to have how many walls? Machloikis. According to Reb Shimon, 3 walls. According to Reb Shimon, 4 walls. According to the Chachamim, 3 walls. The Chachamim say the 2 of the 3 walls have to be kolchasan, good gezinta walls. The 3rd one could be a bidiyavid wall, even a tefach. Reb Shimon says shalosh kolchasan v'reviyas afilu tefach. No, you need 4 walls. 3 kolchasan, and again, the 4th one is afilu tefach. But my comment for you, what's the machlokes? Rabbanan sabi yeshem l'mesayres. Reb Shimon sabi yeshem l'mikra. The same machlokes. How so? Rabbanan sabi yeshem l'mesayres. Basukas, basukas, basukas. It says the word basukas in the parish of Sukkah 3 times. And the first 2 times it says it chaser without a vav. The 3rd time it says it mole. Chaser is 1, mole is 2. Chaser, chaser, mole. 1 + 1 + 2 equals 4. Arei kan arba. Talchat kro legufei. I need one to tell me sukkah. Pashalu klas. I'm left with 3. 3 walls, and asoi hilchasa garisa v'shlishas. The halacha of Meshav Sinai tells me that the third wall could be an inferior wall. It could be even a tefach. It's true that if you read it, what you see is chaser chaser mole. But when you pronounce it, it's mole mole mole, because all the sukkahs are mole. Bikri. So you have 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. Harei kan sheish. Dal chad kro legufe. We take one pasuk and we use it legufe. You take out one sukkah. Each sukkah was 2. So if you knock 2 out of 6, you're left with 4. Pashalu arba. Then you have the Lachom Eshvi Sinai that takes the fourth wall and turns it into a tefach. I'll go upon him again. What's the shaila? Whether a sukkah has to have 4 walls or 3 walls, is basukah is mole or is a chaser? The kri is mole, the ksiv is chaser, yeshem the mikra, yeshem the mesiris. So, Rabbi Akiva, and who's the fourth Tana that holds Yeshem Lemikra? That's Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisam Shiotim Shem, Mesim Shem Matama Boyle. We know a mace is Matama Boyle, but you don't have to have a full mace to be Matama Boyle. Even a chelik of a mace is Matama Boyle. A Ravi is Dam of a mace is Matama Boyle. Rabbi Akiva said a Chiddush that if you have a Ravi is Dam, but it came from two different people, two different Mesim, it's Mitzarev to the Shir Ravi is to be Matama Boyle. How does he know that Shenema? I learned this on our Pasik. I'll call Navsho is mace. Lo yavoy, shtei nefashois, v'shir echa. Meis is yachid, nefashois, I'll call nafshois meis is rabbin. So you see that two nefashois can be mitzarev to the shir of meis echa. V'rabbana, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, they hold no, it has to be a revius from one meis, nafshois ksiv, it's written chaser. Again, what's the machloikis? Do you go basa the ksiv, which is chaser, yeshem v'masayis, do you go basa the kri? Rabbi Akiva holds, you go basa the kri. Bottom line, said the Gemara, the machloikis, Rabbi the Rabbanon, did the moment is b'shleisho, or did the moment is b'chamisho, is totally in this veltz machloikis, whether yeshem v'mikra, or yeshem v'masayis, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef commented that there's 5 tanoim in Shas who clearly held that yeshem v'mikra. Who are they? Rabbi from Unzer Sugyo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royitz from Tumas Yoledes, Beishamai from Seder Kodshin, Rabbi Shimon from Hilchas Sukkah, and Rabbi Akiva from Tumas Meis. Maskel for Rabbi Achabar Yaakov, Mi'ikud Alessi Yeshem L'mikra. Is it possible that there's a Tan in Shas that does not hold Yeshem L'mikra? But Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Loi Sevashel Gedi Bachalevi Moi Yachol. From looking at the Pasuk, I would have thought Bechelev. That what the Torah is saying is, don't cook a goat Bechelev, with the Chelev of its mother. I don't know that it says Chalev, Amit, no, the teretz is Yeshem L'mikra. What do you see from there? That the whole Isser Basa V'Cholav is all predicated on Yeshem L'mikra. Because if you don't hold Yeshem L'mikra, you hold Yeshem L'mesayris, there'd be an Isser to take a goat and cook it with its mother's Chalev. That wouldn't impact our daily living so much. But the fact that it's not Chalev Imoy, it's Chalev Imoy, that's the whole Isser Basa V'Cholav, that all comes from Chalev. How do I know to say Chalev versus Chalev? The teretz is, you follow the misoira of the way it's supposed to be pronounced. In other words, Yeshem L'mikra. So says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that there's only 5 tanam in Shas that hold Yeshem L'mikra, then there's only 5 tanam in Shas that hold as an Issa Basa V'Cholav. Everyone holds as an Issa Basa V'Cholav. So we need to clarify our understanding of, we have to clarify our understanding of the Machlekes, whether Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'sayr. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva is very bothered with this Gemara. He says, that's Pashit, that every word, you have to know how to read the word. Meaning, the Torah was given to us without Nekudos. You open up a Chumash, you have Nekudos. Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'mesayres, is when the Ksiv clearly suggests one thing, and the Kri clearly suggests something else. Basuka is Chaser is Ein Sukka. Basuka is Chaser is Svei Sukka. Is it one or is it two? Do you follow the Ksiv, or do you follow the Kri? But if you have a word that could mean this or could mean that, there's no reason to think that the Mesiris of the word B'chalev Imoy meant Chalev more than it meant Chalev. The Teretz is, it could mean Chalev, it could mean Chalev. How am I supposed to know what to do? I don't know. You ask your Rebbe in Cheder, heard from his Rebbe in Cheder, heard from his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, they tell you how to read the word. But what does it have to do with the Machlekes Yeshem L'mikra Yeshem L'Mesiris? Yeshem L'mikra Yeshem L'Mesiris is when it says Shivim and you pronounce it Shvuayim. Okay, every time in the Torah it means Shivim. Mitamol and Mitzvuayim. So for that, you need to come on to Yeshem L'mikra, maybe Yeshem L'Mesiris. Basuk is chaser, basuk is molay, but chelim and chalev? Why is chelim more mechutin than chalev? Azoy fake the hilig chsam sefer. Zokta chsam sefer, dover neuro, and it's a geshmak chsam sefer in light of the sugis of basu b'chalev and taruvois. He says, because the emes is the whole basu b'chalev is a phenomenal chiddush. Because you're allowed to eat meat, and you're not allowed to eat milk, right? Non-Jews sometimes have a difficult time wrapping their head around it. I understand. You can't eat cheese, no, I could eat cheese. You can't eat meat, I could eat meat. But because it's in a bun, you can't eat it, right? They don't get it. But that's basar v'chalav. It's a very big chiddush. Basar is a davar mutter, and chalav is a davar mutter. But it's taruvasan that makes it us. It says the Chasam Sofer that it's such a big chiddush that had we not had a Masaira, it's poshet. The way you would have to read it is v'savashal gedid b'chalav imoy. Because to be mechadish chalev imoy, for that you already have to have a special Masaira for that. And that's yeshem lamikra. It's a little confusing, Masaira and Masaira. But that's already yeshem lamikra. So says the Chasam Sofer, the status quo is v'savashal gedid b'chalav imoy. Mechatesa. Maybe it's chalav imoy, maybe it's chalev imoy, because that's too big of a chiddush. So it can't be that's the way it is. Narvas. So do I Yeshem Lemikra? Yeshem Lemikra tells me you're supposed to pronounce it Chalev. It is Tovin the Machlokes Yeshem Lemikra Masayrus. I mean that Kuli Al Maloi Pligi, that Yeshem Lemikra. So it has to be, says the Gemara, that everybody holds Yeshem Lemikra. As they bazaar, you think the Gemara, Aki Tami Shoshvai Tanam, look where everybody holds that. Ella, the Kuli Alma Yeshem Lemikra. Really, everybody holds Yeshem Lemikra. The Rebbe, the Rabbanim, welcome to the Machlokes. Rebbe Rabbanim is really something else. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds Yashion. Elohim Akrini. Rebbe holds what we said Rebbe holds in the beginning of the sugya. He holds Yeshem Lemikra, Yashir Elohim, Yashir is a Lashon Rabbim, 2, Nemar Lamato, Venema Lamala, 2 plus 2, Ein Bezin Shokol. You end up with 5. V'Rabbanan, they also hold Yeshem Lemikra, right? Now everybody has to hold Yeshem Lemikra. So if the Rabbanan also hold Yeshem Lemikra, so why did the Rabbanan not hold 5? Because Rabbanon hold Yashion Dehech Vahai. The Yashion is a Lashon Rabbim, but it's referring to the two times that it says Elohim in that pasuk. It's not that Ashi Yashion Elohim is 2, then the next Elohim would be another 2. The Torah wrote the Lashon Rabbim for Yashion because it knew that it was going to mention 2 Dayanim in this pasuk, the 2 times that it says the word Elohim. So you have 2, one Lamala, one Lamata, a Bezdin Shokol, that's how you end up with 3. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Raya, it says the Gemara, who holds Yeshem Lemikra? I thought everybody holds Yeshem Lemikra. So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe everybody holds. Like, Pligi Rabbanan Olel? Maybe the Rabbanan don't argue with Yehuda Ben Raya. Who said they argue with him? Beis Hillel was the third Shita who held Yeshem Lemisayrus, right? Bishamai, Darshin, Karnes, Lashon Rabbim. Beis Hillel said that, no, they're not all Lashon Rabbim. There's Lashon Yochid there also, because the Yeshem Lemisayrus is Chaser. So the Gemara assumed, Pshad and Beis Hillel is, because he holds the Yeshem Lemisayr, the Gemara says, no, really, they still has a whole different regard. Time we learn to the Braisa. V'chiper, mipnei hadin, v'haloi dinu. So we said before, what's the machloikis again, b'shan v'sol? The machloikis is a carbon chattis that was brought in the Mizbeach Achitza. B'dievet, if you didn't follow the what you're supposed to do, you didn't do one zrika on each one of the corners of the Mizbeach, is it, and all you did was one zrika, one matana, is it okay, or is it not okay? Right, is one b'dievet good or not? So, that's right. The Shaila was only the Chatas that was brought in the Mizbech HaChitzon. The Chatas that was brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi, everybody agrees that everything was Ma'akiv. Additionally, any carbon that's not a Chatas, such as an Oila, an Asham, etc., it's Poshit one Matana would be good. The Machleg is Beishamai and Beisilo. Where Beishamai said you need 2, and Beisilo said that even 1 is enough, the Machleg was Dafka, the Chatas that was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzon. But again, the Chatas that was brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi, it's Poshit all 4 were Ma'akiv. And the other karbonis that was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzon, it's Pashit, all you needed was 1. The Machloikis is the Chatas that was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So, Beis Shammai says you need 2, and it's based on Yeshem Lemikra. Beis Hillel said 1. We thought it was based on Yeshem Lemisayrus. But now we're saying everybody really holds Yeshem Lemikra. So what's Pshat of Beis Hillel? The Tanya, the Chipe, it says the word the Chipe 3 times by the Chatois that was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzon. Why did it say 3 times? So the Gemara plays it out. Nema damal lamata v'nema damal lamata. Ma damal damal lamata shenos matan achas kiper. Af damal damal lamata shenos matan achas kiper. It says damin by the carbon chatas. And it says damin by the other carbonus. Just like by the other carbonus, all you need to do is 1 and it's fine. So too by the chatas, 1 would be Fine, says the Gemara. Maybe go about it a little differently. Nema damim b'chutz, v'nema damim b'fnim. It says damim by the chatas that was brought b'chutz, and it says damim by the chatas that was brought b'fnim. Ma damim amur b'fnim, chisach b'fanus liyas v'leiklum. Just like the chatas that was brought b'fnim, yeah, do all four. Af damim amur b'chutz, chisach b'fanus liyas v'leiklum. So do the chatas chitzayna should have to be a four. Meaning, where it says, I don't know, should I compare the chatas chitzayna to the chatas p'nimi? Or should I compare the chatas chitzayna to the kavanas that were brought the chitzayna? On the one hand, it makes sense chitzayn chitzayn. On the other hand, it makes sense chatas chatas. Says the Gemara, nearer the mid daima. Dana chutz michoz vein dana chutz mipnin. Should I compare chutz lechutz? Oy klacha derech zu. Dana chatas v'dal karnos. Mi chatas arba karnos. Val yuchiach zeh shein chatas v'dal karnos. Pamad loy mar v'chipe v'chipe v'chipe. Zot bei silo. Here's the punchline. Mipnei hadin, keeper afli shen lesen ala shloisha. It says v'keeper to tell me that even if you didn't do all of them, you only did three, it should be enough. And keeper alpha bishul enos al shnayim, it should also be enough. And keeper alpha bishul enos al achas, it should be enough. That's how he ends up with one. Each v'chiper deducts one, and that's how you end up with three. So we're just going to pause here, because it's getting late early, and I just want to speak out a little bit of rage. So we're going to stop, literally hit the brakes, in the middle of the sugya, where the Gemara is going through this shayla of yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesayas. I just wanted to speak out something geshmak, and that is that the sugya of Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMesayris begins with a word in the Torah that's written a certain way, and based on the way it's written, if you were going to darshan it, you would darshan it one way. But we have a Messiah that you're supposed to pronounce it differently, and based on the way it's pronounced, if you were going to darshan that word, you would darshan it differently. So for example, Sukkah is Chaser is Mashma 1. Sukkah is Mole is Mashma 2. So am I supposed to darshan it based on the way it's written? Or am I supposed to darshan it based on the way it's written? But one thing is clear. When the Sefer sits down and he writes the Sefer Torah, he follows Yeshem from the Sefer. And when the Balkaira reads from the Sefer Torah in Shul, he's supposed to follow the Kree. The Shaili is Merenish when it comes to darshan. Do you darshan it based on the Ksid? Or do you darshan it based on the Kree? The Prima Godim, Claire, is a very interesting Shaila. Prima Godim, Claire, is if you're Balkaira and you're laning and you come to a word that has a Kree in Ksid, so it's written one way, it's pronounced another way. Could the Balkaira read that word Balpeh? Or does he have to be looking inside the Sefer Torah when he reads that word? We know Balkaira has to be looking inside the Sefer Torah when he's reading. But what's the Svara? You're reading the word, you have to look at it. But Claire's the Prima Godin. When there's a Korean exiv, I'm anyways not reading the word. So if I'm anyways not reading the word, so I'd have to look inside. I could be looking anywhere. I could be looking outside. And also, Oye Shloimer, says the Prima Godin, maybe that's not the Havana of Kriya Ksiv. Maybe the Havana of Kriya Ksiv is that the Nisoira was Mechadish, that this word, whereas ordinarily you're supposed to read it a certain way, here there's a Chiddish, there's a Mechudish Tegah Mahalach of how you're supposed to read it. You don't read it based on the way you'd ordinarily read it, but you read it in a different way. So for example, if Chalev and Chalev, which the Gemara says is an example of, so usually you'd read it Chalev. But here, the Messiah is the way you read this word is Chalev. But the point is, you're reading the word. Again, Lamayin Afkimina says the Prima Godin, can I read it out loud? If I'm anyways not reading that word, then there's no reason not to read it out loud. But if I, what's that? By heart, I'm sorry. If, then there's no reason not to read it by heart. But if it is the word, then Fakhen, maybe you should have to look inside, just like you would always look inside. That was the Prima Godin Shiloh. But I'll tell you something interesting. Rashi, in the beginning of Parashat Vatchanah, the pasuk says, "Vaschanan al Hashem be'esahi leimar." Vaschanan al Hashem be'esahi leimar. Hashem Elokim, atachi loisel laharis azavtecha. Look, the Rashi, Hashem Elokim, rachum v'dim. Rashi's teaching the words Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim is rachum v'dim. Break the Ramban lo yishkiach. Rashi didn't pay close lo yishkiach harav. Rashi made a choice. It's true. Usually, Hashem Elokim would translate as rachum v'dim. Because Hashem, Havayah, is Midas HaRachamim. Elikin is always Midas HaDin. But if you look in the Pasuk right here, it doesn't say Havayah Elikin. You know what it says? Aleph Daleph Nun Yud, which you read as Hashem, and then it says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now we know whenever it says Hashem's name twice, you don't say Hashem Hashem. Nice for Hashem Hashem. What you do is you say Hashem Elikin. That's the way you're always supposed to pronounce it. But the word that's written is really the word Havayah. So, Frank, the Rabban, I think Rashi made a toast. This Hashem Elokim is not Rachum Adin. Had it said Hashem and then it said the word Elokim, it would have been Rachum Adin. But it's not what it says. What it says is Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and then it says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Aleph Dal Nun Yud, if anything says the Rabban, is Midas Adin. But Yud Kei Vav Kei, everybody agrees, is Noch Midas HaRachamim. So it's not Rachum Adin. Fakir. What it's really supposed to be, it should be Din Berachamim. But Rachum Adin, the Rabban, is not the right type to this pasuk. So to do it, at the Piskarov, in Sefer, right here, in the beginning of Parshas Vaschanon, says, the Bemis, not so poshet. It's not so poshet what the Ramban is saying. Why? Because Bemis Yesh Lachkar, says the Piskarov. Every time you have a Kriya Niksiv, what's the gather of the Kriya Niksiv? Is the gather that even though the Ksiv is one way, and you're reading it in a funny way, but it was Neschadish, that this is a Mechudish way of reading this word. So usually the word doesn't read this way, but now you're going to read it this way. But you're reading this word. Or is the Pshat? No. The Kri and the Ksiv are completely unrelated. The Ksiv is one thing, the Kri is another thing. Now, ordinarily, you're supposed to read the word, but over here, what you're doing is, you're actually saying something else. Shazak, the Briskerov, over here, what's the word that's written? The word that's written is Taka Hashem. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. But what's the decree? The decree is not Yud Kei Vav Kei. The decree is Elokim. Zok the Rav, Rashi held that the way every Kriya and Ksiv works is that you're not reading the word. It's a different taich. It's a Kri. You're not reading the word. The word is Taka Havaya. But what you're saying is not the Pirish of Havaya. You're saying a new word. So what you're doing is you're saying a new word. What is that new word? That new word is Agnos. That's Elokim. Elokim is Noch Midas Adin. And Mele Rashi Taish. Hashem Elokim is going to be Rachum Adin. If the gather of Elokim was that you're reading Yud Kei Vav Kei, so at the end of the day, the word is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if the word is Yud Kei Vav Kei, then Fakert. It has to be Midas HaRachamim. So Dr. Ramban's Taina, had Rashi ever right to say Rachum Adin? But Dr. Briskerov, that's not the way Kriya Ksiv works. Kriya Ksiv is not the taish that it's a funny way to read the word. You're not reading the word. It says one thing. You're reading something completely different. Mamish to Prima Godim Shailo. But Zok to Briskerov, Kedarki the Kodesh, to answer this Ramban's Kasho, that no, Rashi's right. Because although it says Havaya, but you don't pronounce it Havaya. And if you don't pronounce it Havaya, you're pronouncing it Elokim. Elokim is Alamo Midas Bedin. So based on the Kri, Yeshem Lamikra, that's the Maskonas Zagamara. So Havaya, the way you would have to come out is Rachum Adin. The Briskerov says it's in Sefer also. And Rambam, the Rambam has a very famous Mechudosh the Geshita of Inka Mekoyim Laharech, but the Rambam over here is talking about the Shem HaMefoyrish. And the Rambam says, we know a Magadif is Chai Visa, it's included in the Parashah of Avodah Zarah, it's very, very Chomer. And the Rambam says that I hold that there's two Shem HaMefoyrishes. Everyone holds there's one Shem HaMefoyrish. The Rambam had two Shem HaMefoyrish. What's the two Shem HaMefoyrishes? The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then Aleph Dal Nun Yud. The Rambam is mechadish. Then he says, "V'yesh misha mefarish ini chayv el al shem yud kei vav kei." V'ani oimer says the Rambam, "Shal shneim uniskal." It's not one shem hamefarish. There's two shem hamefarishes. There's the shem havaya and there's the shem alva. So Briskerov famously said, based on the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, that by an alav amid alav, because we know that whenever we say the shem yud kei vav kei, that you don't pronounce havaya in the Beis Hamikdash, they were able to say the shem havaya, but we can't say the shem havaya. So when you have the word shem yud, when you have the word havaya in the siddur, what do you say? You say Hashem. You're pronouncing it Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and the Gemara's lashon is Zesh Loi Kish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra Ani Nichtav Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Ani Nikra Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So says the Biskarov that's poshut. That even though I hold and I wrote in Sefer Parashas Voschanon that the gather of every Kriya Ksiv is that the Kriya and the Ksiv are completely unrelated. That even though it says one thing, you're pronouncing something else. So when it says Hashem, and then it says Havaya, and we say Hashem Elokim, it's not the taich that Elokim is the way you're reading the word Havaya. It says Havaya, we're just not saying Havaya. We're instead going to say Elokim. That's how Rashi knew that word meant Midas Adin. It didn't mean Midas Arach. It's not a taich in Havaya. It's a different word. The word that you're saying is, but when it comes to Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the Chiddush of Zeh Shmi v'Zeh Zichri Loikashani Nichtavani Nikra Nichtavani v'Yud Kei v'Nikra v'Alef Dalet. That there's two ways to read the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. You can read the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei the way they read it in the Beis Hamikdash, and you can read the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Alef Dalet Nun Yud. So it comes out when a person says Alef Dalet Nun Yud, it's Tarti B'Mashma. It could be that he means the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, or it could be the Kriya of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Rambam held that if a person is Megadeth, with the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yod. It could be he's latching on to the Kri of Havaya, which is the Shem HaMefarish. That's not the pshat that Aleph Dal Nun Yod is the Shem HaMefarish. Of course it's not the Shem HaMefarish. There's one Shem HaMefarish. The Shem HaMefarish is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem HaMefarish is the Shem Havaya. But the Shem Havaya Gufa has two elements. There's the Ksiv and there's the Kri. The Rambam held that if when a person says he's Megadeth, Skirov says, what did the other Rishonim hold? So this is already way beyond the scope of what we do, but he says, so gewaldig. He says it's true that when a person says Aleph Tal Nun Yud, it could be he's saying the Shem Aleph Tal Nun Yud, or it could be he's reading the Shem Havaya. So, but he says that's Pasha, the status quo has to be that if you say Aleph Tal Nun Yud, you mean the Shem Aleph Tal Nun Yud. The only time you have a right to touch that when you're saying Aleph Tal Nun Yud, it means Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, is if there was a din to read the Shem Havaya, and you said Aleph Tal Nun Yud, so that gives the Kri a chshivus of a kriya of the Shem Havaya. But if there's no din right now to say the Shem Havaya, for us to say that just because the kriya of the Shem Havaya is Aleph Tal Nun Yud, that means that you just said the Shem Havaya Vadimish. You need a chiddush. So by Birchas Kohanim, he goes to different places where there's a din to say something, and what you're saying is Shem Havaya, via the kri of the Shem Havaya is Aleph Tal Nun Yud, that's where it has a chshivus. But if a person goes, he's Megadif, the Shem HaMefarish, and he says Aleph Tal Nun Yud, what gives it a chshivus of Shem HaMefarish? Well, chari, that kri has to be fataiched as the kri of the Shem Aleph Tal Nun Yud. If that's the case, you're not. So what did the Rambam hold? So that already will leave. I guess, yeah, I should try it.